This is a Sichuan News Update. Nanaimo voters now have a clearer picture of who will be on their ballot this fall, as the nomination period closes for candidates wanting to run in this year's municipal election. Across BC, the nomination period closed at 4 p.m. on Friday, September 11th, for those interested in running. In the Nanaimo area, candidates will seek election for Nanaimo City Council, the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District, and the Regional District of Nanaimo. There are going to be 40 candidates on the ballot for a seat on Nanaimo City Council. This is up from 29 people who ran to be a Nanaimo City Councilor during the last election in 2022. Four candidates are running to be the next mayor of Nanaimo: Bernie, Anne-Marie Dryden, incumbent Leonard Krog, and Sarah Lovegrove. All incumbent members of Nanaimo City Council, besides Tyler Brown, are seeking re-election. Eligible voters will be able to vote for one mayor and eight councilor candidates for a four-year term. 12 candidates are running to be one of nine trustees for the Nanaimo Ladysmith School Board, with seven incumbents seeking re-election. Incumbent trustee Greg Keller will not seek re-election, while former trustee Noemi Bailey resigned earlier this year on April 17th. September 11th was also the cutoff date for those seeking to run for the Regional District of Nanaimo, Islands Trust, and all other local and municipal governments across Vancouver Island. 13 candidates are running for the various positions at the Regional District of Nanaimo and the Gabriola Island Local Trust Area. At the time of broadcast, electoral areas A, B, C, G, and H will not be contested, with incumbents running unopposed. Candidates will have until September 18th at 4 p.m. to withdraw their nomination. The official campaign period starts on September 19th and will run until Election Day on October 17th. Advance voting will take place on October 7th and 14th. CHY will be continuing election coverage leading up to the general voting day on October 17th. All election coverage can be found on the CHY website, along with the local election survey, for listeners and readers to help shape CHY's election coverage. For CHY News in Nanaimo, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.